Pastor and evangelist Dara has been working with HeartCry for many years. While evangelizing in the streets of Cambodia, Dara observed many orphans in his community who were neglected and abused. They were barely surviving on their own. Seeing these children in distress, Dara was moved to begin an orphanage where not only the children's physical needs could be met, but where they could grow in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. Dara began the orphanage in 2008 with only 5 children, which has now grown to 25. At the orphanage, which is named One in Love, each day follows the same rhythm. The children do their morning chores, the older ones ride their bikes to school, and in the evening, they gather together for worship, prayer, and the reading of Scripture. Dara teaches these children the full counsel of God, training them to become faithful disciples, devoted church members, and future leaders, pastors, and evangelists. HeartCry is blessed to support this unique ministry, one of the only private orphanages in the entire nation. Pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. When Dara is not ministering to the children at the orphanage, he travels throughout Cambodia, evangelizing, preaching, and training pastors. Because his ministry often calls him away, the orphans are primarily cared for by Dara's wife, Savun. Savun faithfully serves the 25 children as well as her husband. She is rarely seen resting. The children call Savun mother because she is the only mother they have ever known. Like Priscilla to Aquila, Savun is to Dara a faithful helpmeet and a diligent servant of the gospel to the children. She pours herself out for them as an offering of service to Christ, providing for their physical needs, nourishing their souls with the Scriptures, and showing them the love of God. The youngest orphan is a girl named Dari, who was brought here as a newborn. Many children like her are left to the streets, exposed to violence, starvation, even trafficking. Furthermore, they grow up indoctrinated in the Buddhist religion. These children are left at the doorstep of the temples by parents who cannot take care of them. Here the children live, work, and are taught the teachings of Buddhism. This is the only life they may ever know. At one of these temples, a monk tells his story. He was brought to the temple as a child after the death of his father and has lived here 11 years. The false teaching of Buddhism offers them only an emptiness of mind and spirit and gives them no hope of life after death, no forgiveness for sin, no answer to the plight of man. These children, like this monk, remain enslaved to darkness, apart from the freedom that only the true gospel can provide. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is making inroads, even into these darkest areas of Cambodia. Though many Cambodian children are trapped in the darkness of these pagan temples, at the orphanage, One in Love, an entire generation has been brought out of this darkness into newness of life. They are the future of Cambodia, the seeds of true faith. This young lady is Shrelik. Here she is helping the children pick flowers for the evening meal. As a small child, she arrived at the orphanage with her two siblings, and they have lived here 15 years. She expresses how grateful she is to have been given food and shelter as a small child, when otherwise she would have had nothing. Shrelik shares that she was unhappy growing up, but she began to study the Bible and came to know the living God. In His Word, He guided her through difficult seasons of darkness. Then, after finishing school where she studied agriculture, Shrelik decided to return to the orphanage to live and work. She was recently married and says that she has found true joy living and serving here alongside those who served her. This girl, Maria, was brought to the orphanage as a baby, extremely sick from many ailments, one of which was AIDS. However, providentially, before beginning the orphanage with her husband, Savun had worked at a clinic for people with AIDS and gained experience, which she now uses to serve Maria. Maria says that her favorite passage in all of Scripture is Genesis chapter 1. God has shown miraculous grace in Maria's life, sparing her through many trials. Once when she was only 8 years old, Maria was hit by a motorcycle, which fractured her skull and caused bleeding in her brain.
Because the doctor said that 20% she will live, 80% she died, but God is God. Human thought Maria going to die 2 or 3 hours after accident. But God controlled everything, so He healed Maria until now. Thank God. Even though she sleep on the bed at hospital 1 month either, but God still taking care of her. Thank God.
Through the power of prayer and by God's mercy, Maria awoke from her coma and regained her health. There are many stories of God's amazing grace in the lives of these children, like Maria, Shrelik, and Dari. For this reason, HeartCry considers it a privilege to partner with the orphanage One in Love and to provide the necessary resources so that these children can grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We hope that many will become evangelists, pastors, and teachers who will continue to spread the light of the gospel throughout one of the darkest nations in the world.
Why very important for me to teach the children to read the Bible? Because the Bible tell them how to live, to obey God, and to trust God alone, because Jesus is the living God. I want all the children to obey what the Bible teaches. I want them to be good and to be a leader in the future, or to be a pastor in the future. So I want to teach them, and I train them every night to reading Bible, learn how to pray, and learn how to preach in Bible.